Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. Episode 96 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has another laugh. Fairest of the fair, bravest of them all, that's us. We're also the only standing venue here in Southern California for musicians to play. However, we are rolling guest free today. I'm Jake B., podcaster here in Southern California. Let me introduce you to my brother, host of this very show, singer, guitar player for the Dirty Heads. Here he is, Duddy B.
Yeah, what's up? Episode 96, Jake.
Guess what's coming up, Duddy?
What?
Episode 100. Have you anything planned?
We got to do something special.
We are going to think all about it very soon, but not yet. That's right. 96, Dud. We keep creeping through.
You know what? After we record this episode, let's sit down and let's try and plan something.
See how he slid the word try in there? That's a clever tell right there. That means we're leaving as soon as we wrap here today on episode 96 of Feeling Good with Duddy. So, you and I talked earlier. You said you don't really have a lot of music news for yourself today, right?
I don't have a lot
Dirty Head shows.
Music news that I haven't already been saying on the show.
Okay.
You know, Dirty Head's tours are, they're forming. We're seeing them on the schedule for summer. Nothing's obviously set in stone yet, but we are seeing shows being added and a tour being built. So that's exciting. I really hope that we can get out there and play. And the Roman Duddy tour coming up next month at this moment has not been canceled yet.
Yeah.
Good news on that front too. So, you know, I'm just hoping we can get out there and play as soon as possible. And that's really about it for me, but you have some new music news.
I do have some music news. And you know what? Even before that, I guess our show kind of has music news. So Luke went ahead on Spotify and he created it's called the FGWD Songs from the Show. It's a playlist, right? So we've had a lot of bands on the show recently and they've played a lot of live songs on the show. Well, Luke went and found all the studio recordings of those songs and made a playlist. So if you want to, you know, listen to all the songs that have been played on the show, check out all the artists that have been on the show recently. The playlist is there. And then obviously every time we have a new artist on, we will then add those songs to the playlist. And I think everybody gets it. So that's the show playlist news. Thank you to Luke for doing that. I do have some personal music news, and it's going to lead into a little bit of music news for both of us, Duddy. You just sit tight. So this is a memory lane thing. I've been telling you guys for the last several weeks, my old band HB Surround Sound, we've been putting out all of our unreleased music. And we had a lot of albums that just never made it to the internet because we just never put them up. Well, Kill All the Critics is finally up on Spotify. It's not on iTunes yet, but it will be any day now. So it's up on Spotify. It's the second studio release from my band HB Surround Sound. We recorded this back in 2002. This was right when the Dirty Heads were kind of just starting out and you guys didn't really have your band yet, but you did come on to our album. You came into the studio with us and you did kind of two of the songs you and Jared were working on at the time.
I don't even think at this time we were the Dirty Heads.
When you came into the studio, you weren't?
No, we weren't our own real band yet, kind of. We would just come up with you guys and do like two songs.
Yes.
I think we named ourselves the Dirty Heads because we would go play with you guys. Mm-hmm. The two songs that we had,
yep.
One of those songs was called Dirty Heads.
That's right.
So I think it was more like Dirty Heads. And it kind of just went from there. So I think when this was released,
yeah.
When this was originally released and we like, this was from like a backyard party or something, right?
No. So this one, you probably don't even remember this.
This is
so long ago. And honestly, Duddy, I forgot about this too. But you and Jared actually came into the studio when we were doing our second studio album.
Okay,
and
I kind of remember now.
Recorded the two songs that you would go on stage and play when you would come on with us. And maybe you called it Dirty Heads because you had to call it something because it was on this album.
Okay.
So anyway, wow. This is, 2002, me and my band HB Surround Sound, Duddy B and Jared come in, and this is B Room Studios in Long Beach, California. You guys came in and we did two songs and they're on this thing and now they're online and they are funny, which leads us into, it's going to be a You Should Be Slapped, and the You Should Be Slapped is going to be you and I, Duddy.
Yeah.
Because there's some funny shit on this album. Now, something we've never made fun of on the show before, but it's kind of a funny trope of the reggae rock, I would say, industry or world, is like reggae accents.
Yes.
Kind of fake Jamaican accents and using some Jamaican style words in our songs, even though none of us are anywhere near Jamaican. Right. So Duddy and I did a little bit of that in our day and it's on this album.
Some of us a little more than others.
So we were reliving some of the Kill All the Critics tracks and it's classic. We do have a song called Running Away. And this was me. I was the drummer of the band back at this point in time, but I also sang quite a lot of the songs. I'd do the singing from the drum set thing live. And then Matt, our singer guitar player, would do the others. I have a song called Running Away. And do you have it queued up, Luke, so that Duddy and I will be able to hear that little chunk? And in listening back to Kill All the Critics, I kind of had to cringe a little bit when I heard me say these words, Luke. Just give us a play and you guys listen through at home. We gotta go. That's me wanna go. Me gots to go. Ha. Me gonna go. Yeah. Me gotta go. Oh, me do. Me gotta go. And then I didn't even remember. I hit it on the second come through with a me gots to go. Oh, I gots to. Oh. Me gots.
Well, Jake.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that that was bad, but knowing what I did on this album with the two songs, because I remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Now you're, the memory.
I was this guy. Yeah.
Do you have it queued up, Luke? We're going to go ahead and want to hear some Duddy. Where are you going, bud?
I don't even know how long.
Well, just give us any of them, right?
Give me, sure.
Dirty Heads.
Dirty Heads one.
Whoa. Duddy, remember this. This is, in fact, Duddy B, 2002. Me gonna rock. Me and I.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good old Duddy B. So, dude, the two Jewish brothers from Southern California, we're really doing the raga scene, aren't we?
Okay, you can pause that.
Go ahead and pause it, Luke, and never play that again.
Ever. No. Can you put this out? I'm going to have to cease and desist on that.
It's so funny because my wife, sometimes like she'll, when we listen back to this, a lot of this old music she'd never heard. Because, it's on CD. It's at our mom and dad's house. I don't have a CD player. I don't even have it. I just knew that it was there. Now it's all online. I'm so happy that it is. But so I'm showing her all this old music and she's laughing. She's always a little cringy when you're doing a me wanna go. I'm like doing a full reggae scene.
Oh, but yeah. I'm probably 18 there.
Oh my goodness.
And the line right there too. So funny. I say, whoa, me gonna rock with the stylies, smoke a spliff up and sing.
I mean,
me getting high. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's so
such reggae. Heavy hot.
So I guess when they're saying go back to your reggae roots, they're right.
Yeah. If anyone that says Dirty Heads, go back to your reggae roots,
they're right. And we should definitely be slapped.
And we didn't play, yes, slap, slap, but we didn't play Jared in the, Jared sounds the same. He's a little more, maybe, I don't know. I think Jared kind of sounds like Jared already back then.
Probably higher.
But yeah, voice. A little bit higher pitch. But Duddy really. When they say go back to your reggae roots to the Dirty Heads online, Duddy, I think the next Dirty Heads album, bro, you're just like, we're here to give you what you want, motherfucker.
Yo, what the hell? Me, Duddy, be here.
Yeah,
guess Duddy. What? Me gotta go.
Me gotta go. Oh, yeah, dude. So the You Should Be Slap segment is intertwined with the we got to do this more, Duddy. Play old songs that you and I did and
I
just
laugh.
I
guarantee you I can go through most of my lyrics and pull out something from each song where I'm like, holy shit. I said that.
There's some choices. I listened to most of the music I'm super stoked on. I'm like, dude, we were such a fun band. This is rad. I'm so glad it's online. But yeah, there's some lyrical choices that I made back in the day where I'm like, that's the worst choice I could have made in that verse. Why? That's the laziest, worst loser choice of a word. So, but hey, we were young. We were very drunk and pretty stoned.
And we were just starting out trying to figure out who we are. And apparently I was this guy. Right?
You were this guy, yeah.
I'll take the number two. That's how I ordered food back then.
Another thing that I say later in the song that we didn't play, but you guys can check it out. I say, get on a plane, boy, you'll take one trip. I could have just said, take a trip.
Take one, though.
I said, take one trip.
Way who more reggae.
Fuck. If you have to be from Jamaica or born in Hawaii, and I will accept that. Anyone else needs to jump off a jump off one cliff. All right. Land in the water, take a frosty dip. Yeah, you know, no one's getting hurt here.
You know who can say that, Jake?
Who can say that, Denny?
This next person I want to talk about.
All right, you guys, we have a new segment that's kind of an old segment, but you guys will get what it is. This song's fun.
This song is fun.
And Duddy this morning shows up. He's all, have you ever heard this song, Jake? And asks me, I go, I have heard this song. And then Duddy reminds me of how fun this song is. Tell him everything.
And I'm sure I've heard this song. I know I had heard the song before, but I guess I never really listened to the lyrics, right?
Sometimes the lyrics hit you.
We like this guy. He's awesome. He's put out many of bangers.
He's legend.
Dope.
This album is one of the best, like modern, I guess, if it's even still that, reggae albums, I think, you know, going.
So. And this song is just one of those where you hear it. And then when you hear the lyrics and you break, like, wait a second.
It's his me wanna go. So, he listens back.
This is, I was driving in the car the other day. This song came on and I just, I think I finally heard the lyrics for the first time, really. And I was like, whoa, is that what I think I just heard? So then I came back to Jake and I pulled up the lyrics and let's get into it. This is this song's fun.
Song's fun.
And this is In Too Deep by Damian Marley.
Yes.
Right. And these are the lyrics right here that caught me. So the whole song, it's got this cadence, this flow going, you're in too deep. Because you're in too deep.
Yes, there's a major theme hook going on in this entire song.
And this is this verse that Gabi says, where is it? Oh, yeah. And if you're over 10 and you watch CNN and believe everything, then you're Jake.
I thought you were saying, I'm like, this. I gotcha.
And then he goes, and if you're 35 and you still survive, Le Pan Corner Side, then you're Jake.
In too deep.
Yeah. And if you're 55 and you don't have a child for your joy and your pride, then you're
in too deep.
Okay. So that, not so bad. A little fun. But
I get what's happening. The decades are rolling on.
Decades are rolling on, and you're in too deep, those things. But here's...
Yes. Yeah, I already have issues, but I'm going to let you finish this verse, and then we'll tackle it.
We'll tackle it all. But here's the part of the verse that I was like, is he talking about what I think he's talking about?
So start it from the top again and roll right into your new lyrics, and everyone get this nice little...
And if you're over 10 and you watch CNN and believe everything, then you're in too deep. And if you're 35 and you still survive upon the corner side, then you're in too deep. And if you're 55 and you don't have a child for your joy and your pride, then you're in too deep. Here we go, guys. Here we go. And then it says, if you're riding a freak and she love how you do it and your condom deplete.
in too deep.
And she says, baby, please. And you're weak in your knees and you kick off and release.
In too deep.
Then you hear from the streets, she's full of disease and you start to sneeze.
In too deep.
All mouth and 5 weeks and your food, you not eat and your weight start to decrease.
In too deep.
So don't be
in too deep.
For you will be incomplete. Yes. When you drop in the streets, you drop
in too deep.
I don't
in
even know deep. Anymore.
You get it.
I've lost the thing.
That was the but chorus. I think you get the gist. So first of all, this is awesome and yes. amazing and great. And let's go back to the opening stanza of this, because according to Damien, you're in too deep at 10.
If you're over 10 and you're watching CNN and believe in everything, then in too deep.
And also, he's way ahead of this time, because this is off the Welcome to Jam Rock album, which this was out, I mean, at least 2006. This could be a 2005 scenario here. It's 2005, says Luke. So that's what people are saying now.
Yeah.
I don't catch myself saying that. I'm already that guy.
CNN.
Turn off the news and don't believe it. So he's ahead of his time, but he's already saying if you're 10 years old and 1 month, you're in too deep.
But if you're 35 and you survive on the corner side,
you're in too deep. I get that.
Okay.
You're right about to be in too deep.
Yes.
If you're 35 and you're surviving, you can still turn things around, bro.
Turn it around.
Not but according to Damo. He's in, you're in too deep.
But if you're 55.
Okay.
And you don't have a child for your joy and your pride.
You are in too deep.
You're in too deep.
At that point, you could still be very happy though. If you're like, you know what? I'm into traveling and it's all about, I'm in Switzerland. Where are you?
And that gets us into our next part of this verse, because what if you just happen to be riding a freak and she love how you do it, but your condom deplete?
Yes.
Then
you're in too deep metaphorically and physically.
Yes, you're in too deep and the condom has grown.
And here's what I like too. According to his timeline, we're talking about a 55-year-old now. That's how my mind works. The last thing you said was if you're 55 and you don't have a child, then you're in.
So now you're trying to have a child with someone on the street. So now you're like, I'm going to go bring this whore to have a child, but why would you be wearing a condom? A
down on his luck 56 potentially year old or up.
So now he has...
And he's in too deep and his condom is depleted.
And then she says, baby, please.
Actually, in fairness, he's wearing a condom.
And you are weak in your knees. Mm-hmm. And you kick off and release. Ooh, you release and the condom's broken.
Yes. This is an accidental release.
Where are you?
Couple good things here.
You're in too deep, I'm guessing.
You're way too deep. Couple good things here, though. He's not trying to have a kid. So he is being responsible and he's looking out for diseases. He's wearing a condom. And he's obviously good at sex. She's like, my knees are weak and kicking.
No, she says, baby, please. His knees are weak. That's why he released.
Okay.
But his condom depleted.
That's bad news. He's in too deep.
He released into her is what he's saying. And then here's where it gets bad. He says, but then you hear from the streets, she's full of disease. And then you start to sneeze, Jake.
Yeah, just instantly into the sneezing. So he got a cold. I guess, is that the first sign of
AIDS?
AIDS?
I don't know.
Because I don't think herpes will make someone sneeze. So that's a bummer, right? He's like, dude, I just banged her. She's so hot. And everyone's all, wait, who, her? Filled with diseases. That's like the first thing you hear is out on the street. He's in too deep, bud.
And then your food, you not eat.
Yeah.
And your weight, it's an
AIDS thing. He's talking about AIDS. This is very
You're
AIDS.
In too deep.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is don't be in too deep,
for
you'll be incomplete. When you drop in the streets, you drop in too deep.
This is all it's weird because it's not a song it's not here to help. He's just pointing out what it is to be in too deep.
Yes.
That's kind of lazy now, that because it's just like, he's just standing on the side of the street, just going, oh, this person's in too deep. Cause look at all the things
he's in too deep.
And then next person, oh, in too deep. Look at all the things they've done to be incomplete.
Next time somebody sneezes near me, I'm going to look and go, your condom deplete.
Condom deplete. Songs ahead of its time as far as the sneezing and the necessary for mask wearing
and CNN
the CNN and all that whole drama is very much today. But I don't think anyone dies from AIDS anymore. So
the song, maybe the sneeze was corona.
It's a coronal thing. Well, you know what it is? He's a philosopher and he was trying to tell us and we didn't listen and we're
in too deep.
This song's fun.
Yeah, that was a fun song.
We are not saying we like the song. Fun song.
And I love Damien. He's
Damien's
dope.
The absolute best. Seen him live. Saw him live at, I think it was the K-Rock Weenie Roast, because when Welcome to Jamrock hit, K-Rock played that song, our local like alternative station. And so they played the Weenie Roast. I went to the Weenie Roast. They kicked ass. He came out in a full army outfit. They looked fucking rad, but there was one thing that was hilarious. A dude came out on the first song and was waving a humongous, like a Jamaican flag, big. It looked heavy. It was a huge flag, and it was just one very big dude waving it. He waved it the whole set. I thought it was just, here we are, boom, dude, let's get it pumping.
Never stopped.
He never stopped. He in fact grabbed different flags and he would turn them around. They said different things on both sides. The dude
was tired.
Was the flag guy. And he was out there crushing it. So
he probably had some big muscles.
Well, you know what it was Damien asked him, will you go on tour? And he said, yes. And he didn't realize what he was going to have to do on tour. But by that time he was
into deep.
And he waved that flag. So shout out. This song's fun. All right, Duddy. Now we're going to get rid of everyone's least favorite segment we've ever done. And we're going to slide right into everyone's all-time favorite thing that we always do. It's a you and me show, just like old times.
Yep.
That's right. No guests today. But who needs them? Because we've got conspiracy query. Tell them what this is, Duddy.
This is not a conspiracy theory, guys. This is a conspiracy query. This is just, I'm not saying I looked this up online. I found it and I'm not trying to convince all of you guys this is real. This isn't something I made up and I'm trying to make everyone else believe. It's simply me asking you, Jake, if you believe in conspiracy queries.
You know what it is, Daddy. My answer was always a firm no at the start of this show. Mm-hmm. And now I'm firmly on the yes.
Yes.
I believe them all.
We all are.
What do you got for me today?
As everybody knows, we are traveling the globe.
There's nowhere we won't visit, guys. No. Bravest of the brave.
Finding stories for you guys. And these stories haven't really been conspiracies lately. They've mostly been ghost stories. We have another ghost story. We want to know if you guys believe it. This is coming from our nation's capital, Pennsylvania.
Oh, come on.
This one has a great name. It has a great name. It's called Charlie No Face.
It's the coolest name that we've had for a thing.
I really like it.
Charlie No Face. Tell us about
it. Why is it creepy? And this one, again, comes from our friends at Thrillist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, according to legend, after a tragic childhood accident, Charlie No Face, aka the glowing green man, lost his face and turned radioactive, literally glowing a toxic green as he stalks Western Pennsylvania highways at night. His main haunt is Piney Fork Tunnel, an abandoned freight tunnel in Hillsville. But if you seek him out, keep your foot on the accelerator. If he even manages to touch your car, it might stall out. Then you'll be hanging out with Charlie No Face for the rest of your probably short life, Jake.
This is another one of those very polite hauntings. Because look, if he manages to touch your car, it might stall out. He just wants to you, and it doesn't. Then you just yank. You're just right back on your way.
I think they're saying it's too late. If he touches your car, it's just too late.
Oh, that's
because it says you'll be hanging out with him for the rest of your probably short life.
All right, I didn't give this guy enough credit. That's actually a dangerous one, dude. Charlie No Face,
glowing no faced boy touching automobiles to end people's lives.
So we've had the three-legged lady who chases your automobile and slams your hood, right?
Yes, no damage.
We had another guy that I think you run into him, but then he
continuously dies the same death over and over on the same highway. If you drive down the highway, you'll hit a guy who will tumble off your hood. You'll get out. No one will be there.
And there'll be no damage.
And
they made sure to say.
And then the next car that comes by, the same thing will happen. Because that guy has to die over and over again for the rest of his life.
Damn. And now we got Charlie No Face who. Green, mm-hmm, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm, highways, haunts. Does it say why he's radioactive?
It says a tragic childhood accident. So let's see here, because where does it come from?
Yeah, let's give it to where does
Ray
it come from.
Ray Robinson was a real man. As a child in 1919, he was severely electrocuted by a trolley wire while peering into a bird's nest, which practically melted and disfigured his entire face as an adult.
Holy shit.
As an adult, Robinson walked Western Pennsylvania highways, Route 351 to be exact, but only at night, as his shocking visage garnered unwanted attention. His glowing appearance is likely due to the petroleum jelly he needed to coat his damaged skin. Those who know him claim he was incredibly sweet, though profoundly isolated. And no, he has nothing to do with Pennsylvania's other green man.
Dude, this is like the best one.
Because he's
ever.
A real guy.
He's a real dude, he was a kid. So he was peering into a bird's nest and something happened with
a trolley wire electrocuted him and melted his face.
So he had a gnarly looking
face.
Yeah. And he didn't want to come out during the day. So at night he'd go out, rub petroleum jelly on his face, probably all burnt up.
Yeah.
So probably car lights make him shimmer. And of course that would be scary. If you're driving at night and your car lights hit a crazy melted face guy. And you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake, you know? And then that's a horrifying thing. And then tales go and begin.
Don't let him touch your car.
Wow. So this one is real.
So I guess I don't even have to I don't even know. I can't ask the question. No, do you believe that if Charlie No Face touches your car, that you'll probably stall out and you'll die? I don't. It sounds like he's a nice guy.
It sounds like he's pretty chill. That part, I think they added just to make people a little extra scared, but I believe that he's lurking up and down those paths. What highway is it? Did it say? Because I need you to go there when you're on tour. Oh, yeah. It doesn't.
Route 351 to be exact. So I'll take that on the way to Tagus.
I can't wait to, we got to come up with, oh, you know what we didn't mention is that we're actually starting to make merch again.
Oh, yes.
It's not a big deal. We'll let you know next week when the merch is real. But we got to make some sort of like the tour.
Oh yeah.
The streets that people need to go drive down in this country to potentially
see
these
creeps.
We'll
make a tour flyer situation. I love it.
All right.
That is happening. And yeah.
Charlie No Face, dude. What a ledge. What a legend.
That is that. And like we said before, guys, going to be a little bit of a shorter episode today. We were unable to lock a guest in, but we are happy you guys still tuned in. And you know what else makes me happy there, Jake?
I couldn't imagine.
Our sponsors.
Oh, mind blown.
You know how it goes.
I do.
And first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. You guys have heard me say it before. I do take this every single morning. I love the drops. I love the way it makes me feel. I use the rub-ons all the time. The new roll-on icy hot style with the CBD packed in it. I use it all the time. It feels so amazing. But some other products that I haven't talked about as much that I talked about in the past that I'm using right now. My dog is getting older and I have noticed that, you know, sometimes her hips are starting to bother a little bit. So I got, they have CBD treats, which she likes, but they have a spray too. It's like just a little spray bottle. You give a little couple sprays in her mouth and I've noticed it helps her a lot. And it seems that when I do the sprays in her mouth, like her pain's definitely a lot less. I can notice at night she's more agile. So if you're out there and you've got dogs or cats or anything with aches and pains, you can go to koicbd.com and put in code FEELGOOD and you will get 15% off your first order of Koi CBD, not just for you, but for your pets as well, Jake.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody enjoy the magic of CBD. And then the best thing you guys can do as well is we have the link for Koi just right below wherever you're listening to the show in the description. Click that link when you go. And that's about it. Anything you get there is going to work. I'm the rub on guy, the menthol rub on guy.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been rubbing it on my knees lately. I'm getting old. My knees. I feel like there's no cartilage in there.
Oh no.
That's the vibe I'm getting from my knees lately. And I'm one of those dudes that stands with my knees locked. You probably know that looking at me like a fucking pigeon or something. Yeah. I'm just glared like a stork or something. Like I stand with my knees locked. Dude, so lately it's cold in Southern California for the first time in a year. I've been just smashing that into my knees.
It works.
Oh, it's a savior.
It works.
All right.
Yes, and also we have one more awesome sponsor, Plug-Ins Keychains, and they have this amazing product. It's called the Jack Rack. And what it is, it's like a keychain holder for your keys at home. It's a replica of a guitar amp head. They have a Marshall one, they have a Fender one, and it comes with four keychains and has four inputs, and you put the keychains are quarter inch cables that you would plug into your guitar or into your amp. You put your key on it, and whenever you get home, you plug it right into the wall, into your amp head replica. And when you got to go anywhere, you know right where your keys are. You just grab them out of the amp and you're on your way. It's super cool. I've had multiple people come to my house and ask me where they got it. And I tell them they can go to pluginskeychains.com, and that is plural and with a Z, PLUGINZ, keychains.com. Pick up a jack rack, put in code DuddyB, and you will get 20% off of every single order ever. You heard it here, people.
Bam. The most firm sign off.
Yeah.
In the game. You heard it here, people.
You heard it here, people.
Slam.
All right, so now we're going to get into, just to end the show out, a quick little Q&A. And yeah, these questions, they do come from our Patreon members. If you are enjoying the show and you want four more episodes every week or every month, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy and sign up there. It's $5 a month, but you get four extra episodes, and you also get a guitar tutorial every month. I do a Dirty Head song guitar tutorial, and you can get it all over there at patreon.com. And you also have a chance to ask me and Jake some questions. That's for the right show.
And you know what we should be saying to the new Patreon members, which I'm realizing, is like, you go over there now and you get like 50 episodes of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately. It's just 50 episodes or something of the morning, you know, Monday morning hangover show, and then all the other shit. But anyway, everyone who's still listening to us right now, they're the hardcores. You guys already know the drill. So let's get into that Q&A.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Let's see here. Christy Disney Vaughn Gilroy says, Duddy, how does your wife handle all the female attention you get? And is she ready for you to get back on the road yet? She actually handles it really well. We were actually together before the Dirty Heads were really even a band. And she's been really great about it. And is she ready for me to get back on the road? I think she likes having me at home, but I also think she's like, are you going to ever work again?
Yeah.
So I think it's a little mix of both. Let's see here. Jesse Rule says, what has been the biggest controversy in your music careers and how did you overcome it? Jake, ever messed up a haircut? The biggest controversy in our music careers and how did you overcome it? Huh? You know what? I would just say, like, I think the hardest part of, for us at least, making it, and I think for a lot of bands, is getting through those, you know, there's 6, 7, 8 years of us touring in a van, making $0, making just enough money to get to the next venues and eat, you know, crappy fast food every day and sleep in a van. And, you know, that's a tough time. And you don't really think about it when you're doing it, I guess, because you're passionate about the band and you love what you're doing. But when you look back at it, like when you get older at my age, and I look back at some of the shit we did, and it's like, holy crap. We had some really crazy times, some tough times making $0, but we stuck through it. And I think, you know, getting through that and making that work was probably, you know, one of the toughest things for sure. And Jake, you ever messed up a haircut?
Oh, plenty of haircuts, dude. Yeah. Luke just pointed at his own head right now because I cut his hair a bit ago. Yeah. Oh no, Luke, get out of here. Luke looks good. But I see what you're talking about. But so yes, I've messed up plenty of haircuts. Sorry guys, Luke's talking to me off screen. I know how great that is when he has no microphone. So I've messed up plenty of haircuts at the beginning of my career. And when I was at Barber College, yeah, when you're at Barber College, people can walk in off the streets and get haircuts. It's like $5, you know? And I was just sending people home with jacked up haircuts, Luke included back then. And I remember I cut one of my friend's hair and he, like, someone at his job called him out on it. Like, yo, who fucked up your hair? And he came back to me and I fixed it, you know, but terrible. Yeah. And then when I first started working in an actual barbershop, I was like petrified.
Oh, I bet.
You were almost like, I hope this person just wants a buzz. You know, you don't want to mess up and it takes time to get good. Now, you know, I don't even worry, but absolutely. I was jacking people up at the start. No doubt.
Oh man. So this is actually the last question.
Yeah. We did a lot of these questions on our Patreon show that we did on Monday morning.
This is
going to
be the last question right here. And this comes from La Mapunista Lindsay. Mm-hmm. She says, if you were given an acting role in any TV show, who would you want to play? Oh, that's a good question. Oh man.
The good questions are hard.
I already know. I would do something like
let me think.
Anthony Bourdain or like a Guy Fieri, where I just go around to restaurants and try food. Like, Guy, what's the one show he has? What is it? Oh, Diners, Drive-Ins.
Yeah.
He just goes to different restaurants and eats their food. And it's not like the Man vs. Food or something where he's got to go eat the hugest thing in the world
or the spiciest
shit in the world or ever. No, he just gets to go find bomb places and eat the food.
Daddy circumnavigated the question, but I think it's acceptable.
Did I?
I think she wants you to say what type of actor you'd be in a role, but you
That's
just
a TV
say,
show?
You're like, hey, yeah, I'll just be the guy that goes and eats pho every week in Vietnam with all my friends. No, that is the only best thing you can do.
Yeah.
But what if you had to be an actor? What do you want to do?
No, I don't.
Why it's hard.
I don't watch a lot of TV shows.
Fucking
I don't really
hell.
Watch any TV shows. I watch like the reruns of The Office and shit. Like, oh, I'd
that's
be Dwight. I'd be Dwight.
There you go. It would be an office
Dwight from The
setting
Office would
show.
Be so fun to
And I'd be in The Office with Duddy.
Yes.
I'd be the douchey boss guy. I would love to be that prick fuck, dude. Michael, whatever. Is that the guy from The Office?
Yeah, Michael Scott.
It'd be so fun to be that. So yeah, that's probably the best thing, like a workaholics
something like that,
where we can just almost do what we're doing here, but on TV.
There you have it.
Would never want to be a dramatic actor.
No.
Oh my, like have to cry. No. Like I fucking can't. I'd be so embarrassed. All right. That's it, dude. It looks like, is there any more? Or are those just people? Oh, someone actually wrote, are questions still open? Oh, there you go. There's one more question, Duddy, from Jesse Rules.
Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time.
Oh, what stupid stuff online always makes you happy? I like watching crocodiles getting scrubbed with brooms. They seem
oh
so happy.
Yeah, like some people like those like zit popping things.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, no. I don't know.
I think I know. Yeah.
What?
For me, it's like it like bushcrafting videos where it's like a dude or a
trimming
chick.
A bush?
No, yeah. But no, not bush trimming videos, bush crafting. It's like when someone will go out into the forest on like a solo camping journey for 6 days and film it themselves.
Yes.
And it's like, and they'll cook a meal and build a shelter. And Lorna and I all the time, we'll put that on if there's nothing to watch.
Okay.
We're like, put on something from Antarctica where someone's surviving. Yeah. And it's just on in the background. I love
like,
it.
You know what? I'll put on in the background if I just want to have something cool on. I'll do like planet Earth type stuff, you know, for sure. Animal stuff, just beautiful scenery shit. I like to just put that stuff on and
All right. That's actually officially it. We did it.
Yeah,
Solo mission.
Yeah. Sorry guys. Much shorter episode, a little bit weirder. We didn't, we weren't able to lock a guest in like we said, but I hope you guys enjoyed it and we will be back next week.
We'll be right back. We're going to get a guest next week.
We're going to get a guest for next week
and
we're
going to
be right back again, but hope you guys have a great week.
Thanks everybody.
See you next time.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.